I have located Adrian Mathewitz, the editorial associate, one of the editorial associates of PRX. Question two, is there anything about the way things are going, this integration of media in general, that concerns you?
I think I don't really have the perspective of someone who would be concerned, because I don't have anything to lose. You know, as a college student, I was always taking advantage of anything I could download, and as a worker, I enjoy making things available as many ways as I possibly can, but I'm not up to lose anything with the distribution of content, so I'm not really at a fair place to say yes or no.
Oh, it sounds like it's no.
For me, it's no, but I would be interested to hear more about people who the answer is yes.
Elizabeth Hovance, database manager of KUOW in Seattle. Question two.
It does concern me a little bit. I find that if we, as the user, has more of an opportunity to choose what we're listening to or what we're watching, I'm worried that it becomes more self-selective. So I can say, I really prefer this viewpoint, so I'm going to search it out, and it's great that I can get it now from someone in England and someone in Africa and someone on TV and someone in radio telling me about that viewpoint, but I start to limit other viewpoints, and I worry that people are going to become less exposed to diametrically opposed ideas, which is really essential, I think, for any kind of civil discourse.
Julia Schrenkler, interactive producer at American Public Media and Minnesota Public Radio. Question two.
No. Honestly, isn't that horrible? That short little no. What would concern people? Where's the fear factor?